The Medrash continues, we're holding Perek Bet, the letter Vav. Davar Acher, an alternate understanding, is Ve'ele Divrei David Acharonim. These are the words of David, the last ones. What's the verse saying when it stresses these are his last words? So what the Pasuk is stressing is that the last ones are like the first ones. Marishonim in Be'em Chet Ve'avon, just like initially when David spoke, he had no sin that he did by mistake, nor any sin that he did on purpose. Afachonim, just like in the end of his life when he spoke his words of prophecy, in Be'em Chet Ve'avon, he had no sin by mistake or on purpose. He had attained atonement for the sins which he had done in his lifetime, and by the time he reached the end of his life, his last prophecy, so he was again clean from all forms of sin. That's why the verse says, "Ve'ele divrei David acharonim." These are the words of David, his last ones. Naum David ben Yishai unu'um hagever ukam ol. The words of David, the son of Jesse, and the words of the man who took upon himself the weight, the yoke. Dehare limed shekibel alav ol Torah v'ol mitzvot. What does it mean he took upon himself the yoke, the weight? The verse is teaching us that David HaMelech accepted upon himself the yoke of Torah and the yoke of mitzvot. So he had a full acceptance of this yoke by the end of his lifetime. When we sin, what we're really doing is removing the yoke of heaven from upon us, removing the yoke of Torah, the yoke of mitzvot. We do it in different ways, but in essence, that's really what we're doing when we sin. Part of what we're doing is, we're so to speak saying to God, I'm the boss. And that's at the source of any sin. That's why the source of tshuva is Shiviti Hashem Nenegdi Tamid. I place God opposite me and He focuses my decisions. So by the end of David's lifetime, he had fully accepted the yoke, meaning he had done complete tshuva. The yoke of the Torah and the yoke of the mitzvah were completely on him. And that's what he's saying, that these are the last words of David, the gentleman who took the yoke upon him, meaning he did complete tshuva and had the full yoke of heaven upon him. Mas chachalifanai, and what are the wages for doing that? That's the continuation of the verses. The verse refers to David as the anointed one, the one who was anointed by the God of Jacob and the one who composed the pleasant songs of Israel. So the wages of David for his accepting the yoke of heaven upon him was shetikare, that he was ultimately called Mashiach Elokei Israel, the anointed one of the God of Yaakov, uneim zmirot Israel, and the one who composed the pleasant music of the Jewish people. So the Medrash taught us that David attained complete tshuva at the end of his lifetime. He completely accepted the yoke of the Torah and the mitzvot, and that's why he's called in his last prophecy the anointed one of the God of Jacob and the one who composed the pleasant songs of Israel.